In Dolce Far Niente, Bunny creates a timeless, poetic world with his depiction of an enigmatic group of angelic female figures on a dreamlike seashore. Dolce Far Niente means sweet idleness, and Bunny has infused the painting with a feeling of gentle languor. The soft palette of creamy pinks, blues, ambers and greens was increasingly characteristic of his work at that time. You can see how he has also subdued light and uniform tones in order to heighten the sense of feminine mystique. In the coming years, Bunny would paint numerous similarly composed works, featuring a group of women relaxing, dreaming, dressing or undressing by expanses of water. Noted Parisian art critic Gustave Geffroy was very taken with Dolce Far Niente. Reviewing the Salon of 1897, Geffroy wrote,
"To discover the promises and creations of newcomers, it is necessary to research, to go to canvases attracted by a soft radiance, a quiet force, a secret charm. I like the poetry of Dolce Far Niente by Mr. Bunny, of women with graceful bodies and beautiful and instinctive faces who dream by the sea."
Geffroy was a progressive scholar and a friend of Monet. He wrote major studies on artists such as Monet and Rubens and had his portrait painted by Cézanne, so he knew his stuff. Geffroy championed Bunny's work for the next three decades. In a 1917 review, he said,
"He is a brilliant and spirited artist, at one and the same time a realist and a visionary, an observer of truth and a poet of the world of dreams."